5.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office.
We'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us. Brian Seib,
Jerry Shirk, Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy Football Tuesday to you. Thank you for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got an outstanding show lined up. Gary Brown, the running backs coach for the Browns, guy who's been dealing with a very kind of different season. Man, this guy goes into not only a week, but a game where you're thinking one guy is going to be your main guy at running back, i.e. Montario Hardesty this past week. And he ends up with a calf problem or feeling discomfort in the calf that was bothering him before in pregame warmups against the Bengals, and bang, it turns out that Peyton Hillis is the guy who's going to carry the football, and he was coming back from a hamstring injury, and you still have Chris Obanaya, and you're trying to work things out at sort of the last minute, and he's not doing it all by himself as the running backs coach, but he's at the heart of that, and he's working with Pat Shurmur and the staff, and just some interesting topics to go over with him about this group. And they're coming off, I mean, it was a solid game. It was more than a solid game. Something that I think changed in a significant way how this offense functioned. Having Peyton Hillis's that straight-ahead power thing we talk about, what a difference it made in that game. We'll see if it sustains itself, and other topics to talk about with Gary just in general as this team prepares for, oh, yeah, the third-best run defense, the third overall best defense in the league. Huge challenge, huge, huge, huge challenge against the Ravens on Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. We're going to have our alumni spotlight today. Always on Tuesday we do that. And two men who will be the honorary captains for the Ravens game, Steve Everett and Leroy Horde, two outstanding players from the Browns past, are going to join us on the show via telephone. We'll talk with them in a little bit. And on Tuesdays, we go inside the numbers. And Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com, our staff writer, joins us to help break down those numbers. We have a poll question for you every day. Today's poll question, kind of going league-wide with this one. In light of Stevie Johnson's antics that cost the Bills a penalty in their loss to the Jets, should the NFL do more to tone down end zone celebrations, and why? And the choices are yes or no. And again, tell us why. With those answers, many of you voting already, and we'll give you the results of those at the end of the show. And we answer your questions that you ask us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. A lot of questions on Twitter today. Got one from Jim at Heinz Jimmy asking, what do you see the Browns? I'm sorry, that was, I want to get this right. Wouldn't you agree that Ataba Rubin epitomizes everything a classic Browns player is and should be? I like that. I like the way you put that, Jim. That is a well-constructed perspective on the quietest but I think most impactful player this team has. He's been the consistent, steady force, steadiest, I guess is the word, on both sides of the ball. Ruben's been amazing, and he's been there game after game after game, giving this team something and good guidance, good direction for the young guys to follow on that line, Jabal Sheard, Phil Taylor, but he's there play after play. Mike at Tank McNamara 60, the fact the Browns wide receivers lead the league in drops, is that talent or systematic? I don't think it's a talent issue. There's been a lot of drops, right? And you can say that's the thing, those repeated mistakes are the things that get you out of the league quicker. But I don't think it's a bad system that's resulting in drops. I think it's a concentration thing. I think it's a psychological thing. And we know the news of the day, by the way, the Browns making some roster moves. Neither should be of a huge surprise, as you've heard. right now. But the headline is that long snapper Ryan Poprian has been with this team since 2003, has been waived. He's been sent along, and of course, here's the thing. A lot of you talk about repeat mistakes. This is about a third of the snaps that he was making in the kicking game this year went awry, and you can't have that. I mean, the ones that stand out, the St. Louis game, we saw the Cincinnati game on field goals that were costly. So Christian Yount comes in to replace him. And this one's, you know, these aren't, either one of them is easy to deal with because Ryan's been here a long time. But Scott Fujita, just a standout stalwart guy and an integral part of this linebacking corps, suffers the broken hand. He will undergo surgery, and he has been placed on the injured reserve list. So those moves have been made, and sad to see really both of them, especially Fujita, because of what he means to this team. Okay, we are just getting started, and we are going to have a conversation coming up with the running backs coach for the Cleveland Browns, Gary Brown. He will join us as we move forward on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and it is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Traffic.
71 southbound at the Jennings Freeway, two-car accident off on the side. 77 southbound, slow Rockside over to Pleasant Valley. 271 southbound, slow Harbor to Rockside. Interbelt southbound, slow Superior up to the 71 Jennings split. You're going to find 76 westbound back in Market Street to 77 and 40 eastbound, slow Broadway over to Warrensville Center. We've got heavy traffic for you on the outbound East Shoreway at Eddy Road. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR Traffic.
We'll be right back.
love the musical selection here by Dave DiNatale, Dino, our producer. A little Motown, did a little Sam and Dave before, now a little Smokey. Good, good stuff, great stuff. And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is driven by none other than, can you guess it? Liberty Ford. Very pleased to be joined right now by Browns running backs coach Gary Brown. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Gary, it's been, for you, I think, in particular, a very interesting season because, and I use interesting kind of loosely, because you've been a guy at your position not always entirely sure who you've got.
Right.
And let's take it to Sunday to pregame warm-ups. And Montario Hardesty goes out there and looked like he, before the game, that he was recovered from this calf injury, but then decides, you know, he can't go. Walk us through what happens, especially for you, in those situations.
Well, no, in those situations, you just, you trust the guy to know his body. He felt his calf wasn't completely ready to go, and I believe him. I mean, he's a stand-up person and a great kid. And then you just make adjustments. You get your rotation, you sit down with Coach Shermer, and you just figure out what your rotation is going to be, and we move forward. You know, we have great guys in the room, and, you know, those guys picked up the slack, and we kept going.
We've talked about this on this show. It's a point that Doug Deacon likes to make quite a bit during our roundtable discussion, and I think he's so right about it. He says, you know, here's your head coach and your offensive staff planning a game around certain people that you expect to start.
Right.
In the case of this past game against Cincinnati, the expectation was that Hardesty was going to get a lot of carries and probably be your featured guy. So when that happens and when you find out on game day that adjustment is going to be made, how difficult is it to the overall running plan?
Well, I think what happens is that throughout the week you try to formulate a plan that's going to benefit all the backs and all their styles. So you try not to put in too much that's going to be different from one guy to the next. So I think the plan we had in place suited both Montario and Peyton. So I think what happens is, and Obi as well. So what happens is that if a guy goes down, you're still really comfortable with the plays that you had in your plan, and you just go out and run them. And I think that those two guys did a great job of filling in.
Yeah, it as things worked out, and that's the next thing I want to get to, is we also had a situation with Peyton Hillis coming back for the first time in a while from the hamstring injury. So there was a plan to have him utilized in this game. His skill set, though, being different than your other two backs, Hardesty and Chris Obanaya. But talk about how this worked out with Peyton, because it looked to me like the guy that I saw running was very familiar to the guy I saw last year, very straight ahead, very authoritative going forward.
I think that, that's a great observation. I think that he feels good. I think he probably feels the best he's had in a while. And that's what it was. It was the Peyton Hillis that we've all come to see and love. It's straight downhill, better get out of the way, you're going to get run over type style. So that worked very effective for us. And I think the more he plays, the better he's going to become. And these last 5 weeks, if we can get that guy going along with Montero when he's ready and Chris, and when Owen gets back, we have a pretty strong stable.
And that was the other thing, is that when we saw as the game got going, from the Bengals' defensive perspective, it just looked like they wanted less and less of him. I think that's, and you know, you're in a good place when you're you got the hammer, so to speak, and the opponent just isn't, after a while, just doesn't want to deal with trying to take that guy down. They know they have to, but it just looked like they were a little in retreat mode.
Well, yeah, when that guy, you know, is 245 pounds and with a guy that's determined to try to have a great last six games, that's an intimidating type of thing. So with his style plus his determination to rebound from the hamstring, yeah, that would be a little bit difficult to handle standing in the hole.
And for you as a position coach, you just got to focus on getting guys ready and doing the job. I know there are the other things that players get involved with, the contract and so forth. You cannot worry yourself with that.
Right.
But are you good with the idea that you have everybody's complete focus when you're getting ready from your position group? I mean, in his case especially.
Right. I think what happens is that those guys understand that business is business and football is football, and eventually you have to separate it. That's why you have an agent and let him handle that. So I think the maturity level of my room is very good, that they come down and they know when we get between those lines, it's all about football, and then your agent can handle that, and you can deal with that after practice or whenever. But those guys have never faltered in their preparation. They've never given me anything other than a happy feeling going into a Sunday because I know that those guys study and they prepare and they watch tape. And I expect every week that those guys go out and perform well.
Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. With three healthy guys, if we can get to the point where Montario Hardesty is back and ready to go from this calf injury, with three, you've got some versatility in that group. What does that do for you when you're planning? And let's look ahead now as you're going up against this very tough Ravens defense. What sort of options does each guy give you, and how is the preparation of plays for this group set up?
Right. I think, like I said earlier, I think we try to formulate a plan where all those guys can execute the runs. But what you have to do is you have to almost design runs to their strengths, so to speak. And then, you know, you put them in positions to let them use their different individual skills. Whereas Peyton's more going to be downhill, and we're going to get them downhill runs, you might want to hit Montario on some edge runs, and you might want to get OB on some pass routes. So where the plan is similar, there are some differences, and we want to cater to those guys' strengths.
And with Montario, is there a sense that you're going to have to see, I guess, how the week progresses, but is there an optimism that maybe we can get him back for this Baltimore game?
I think there's an optimism. I think that he's working very hard to get his calf right. Like I said, those guys down there work very hard, and they want to go out and play every week and help us win. So I anticipate him getting well and playing on Sunday.
And how hard is it to come back from just that time off? We saw with Peyton Hillis, he actually got into it in ways that maybe were a little surprising for as long as he's been out of it. And 19 carries is a decent load for a guy like that, for coming back like that. But it's not as many as you would normally expect the featured guy to get. But with regard to Montario, what would you say? Like, do you have to ease him back in there or what?
Well, obviously with a calf injury and that muscle group being so important to a running back, as far as explosion and running on your toes and things, you got to make sure that it's right, because it'd be very easy to tweak that thing again. So we want to make sure throughout the week that we're taking it in the right approach, making sure that we have him ready for Sunday, because at the end of the day, going out on Sunday and him performing at a high level is paramount.
Chris Obanaya has been a really nice story for this football team. A guy coming in virtually out of nowhere off of Houston's practice squad and really thrown into the fire and responding for you.
Right.
Just how impressive has it been to see his progress?
It's very impressive. I think a man of his young age, the maturity level that he has shown, the way he prepares and goes about his business is very refreshing for a guy his age. He's just going to get better, and hopefully we can keep him around for many, many years, and he can be a part of this thing that we're trying to build, and what we're trying to build is obviously a Super Bowl champion.
His skills as a receiver are good, because we know the background he had pretty much in high school, wide receiver, and then gets into or prep school, then he gets into Texas, and he was sort of like this generic athlete before Mac Brown defined him as more of a running back. But the guy catches the ball well and has that understanding of pass protection and route running.
Right. That's what makes him so valuable. I mean, he can be a first and second down back, and he can be a third down back as well and be effective in all three phases. What Obi brings to us in the third down, that he brings mismatches where he can run routes and get linebackers out of position and do the things he needs to do and make the tough catch. And if we hit him with the draw, you know, we've seen that he has great running skills. So he is a very, very good asset for us on third down.
Yeah, and I like the explosiveness, kind of that gliding style he has,
too. Right, He's just very smooth at what he does, but he's deceptively quick and deceptively fast. So he's a problem for defenses.
The other challenge you've had, and I keep using that word, but let's face it, that's come up a lot in the course of the season, and particularly at running back or the backfield position, is your fullback. And Owen Marisic misses this last game, had that concussion. So now you have to take, because you're carrying just the one fullback, you have to take Alex Smith as a tight end and utilize him as a fullback. Again, Gary, how does that work, and how much can a tight end be counted upon to fully fill the fullback role?
Well, with Alex Smith, we've been training him since he's been here as a second fullback, so it was a kind of a seamless transition for us. Obviously, he's not a fullback, he's a tight end, and obviously he's not going to do exactly what Owen does, but I tell you what, he went out and performed well. He was very, very into what he had to do this week. He made no mental errors as far as the running back position is concerned. And he's another guy that is a very dependable, very studious about what he wants to get done in this game. And like I said, it was very seamless. Obviously, we get Owen back, you know, we'll be stronger. But if that happens again where Owen has to take a week or two to get his head right, I'll tell you, Alex, we have no reserve about putting Alex in the game.
And with Peyton Hillis, you had him lined up at fullback at least once in the game against Cincinnati.
Right. You know, we got guys that are unselfish and are going to do everything they can do to help us win. So for Peyton to go out and play fullback every now and again is just a testament to his ability to go out and play and his drive to be just a better football player and wanting the team to win.
And we know what you're coming up against. This is an outstanding Ravens defense. It always is. They're ranked third in the league. They're third against the rush. Mm-hmm. So how do we see the process here? How do you look at it from the standpoint of a running game with all those, you know, Halani Nada and that whole cast of characters on that Raven defense?
Well, what you have to do, I feel as though you have to continue to try to run the ball. Obviously, they're a great run defense, and we're going to have a great challenge. But you have to run the ball just to keep them honest. You know, you don't want to get in those third long situations when they really start getting exotic with their pressures and things of that nature. So we got to run the ball. We got to be downhill. We got to be tough. And if we get two or three, just got to stay with it and just keep trying to pound that ball as long as we can and make some hay in the run game.
Gary, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. He is Gary Brown, running backs coach for the Cleveland Browns. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Starting at just $69 installed, you can get custom computer cut window tints for your vehicle. The window film is American made with a lifetime warranty and is cut by a computer driven plotter, giving you the best fit and finish in the industry. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you noticing a little body fat? Are you feeling a little unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy, the positive outlook, even the healthy sex drive you once had. An Ageless Male is all natural. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
This is Jabal Sheridan. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As the rookie defensive end just said, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And this is always an enjoyable segment that we give to you every Tuesday, an alumni spotlight. Even better when it's the two guys, and it's usually two guys, who are the honorary captains for the upcoming game. And for the Ravens game this Sunday, it'll be Leroy Horde, of course, former running back for the Browns. He's on this team from 1990 to 1995. And center Steve Everett. They will be the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game. Let me welcome, and I'll do it separately so that we don't step all over each other because they're on separate phone lines, Leroy Horde from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Leroy, welcome to the show.
What's happening? Me and Steve, we require that you give us an entrance of some Michigan fight song music just to get things going.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Dino. If you got that there, yeah, right. You're going to do that in Ohio. What are we, nuts? No chance at and heck. Steve Everett is on the line from Sugarloaf Keys, Florida. Hey, Steve.
How's it going?
All right.
What's happening, Steve? I played with Steve in college, and I haven't talked to him or seen him in a while, so this would be pretty good.
This is nice that the two of you guys get together here in Cleveland this weekend. It always is fun. But I'll tell you this, the first thing we commented on, Dino, our producer, during the break, we said, two very intelligent guys. They're retiring, and I know, Steve, home for you, you're born and raised in Miami, but to Florida, and you know, getting away from the weather, the dreariness, the cold, the snow soon to come here in Northeast Ohio. You guys are in the nice climes.
Yeah, I just went up to the Michigan Ohio State game this past weekend and got just a little taste of what you guys are in for, and that was enough for me. I mean, I'm sure this weekend in Cleveland, it's going to be awesome, but it's good to know that there's an end to it because I can't do it. I used to love to play in it. Like Leroy will tell you, like, I never wore undershirts. I'd always wear shorts around town, like, in the wintertime. But
yeah,
my blood is thin now. I cannot live in the cold. So get me out of there.
Yeah, Browns,
game's over.
Browns, Ravens, Eagles was your career. So, of course, playing in Michigan. So you didn't you were a cold weather guy the whole way through. And Leroy, New Orleans, Louisiana is your hometown. But Browns,
yeah,
Ravens, Panthers, Vikings. So you kind of somewhat mostly kept yourself in the cold area. And how did you deal with that too as a player?
I thought Cleveland was cold. And folks, when I tell you that Minnesota is cold, it's a different level of cold and snow. I think I got there in like just around Thanksgiving, and December hit, and we had like maybe 20 straight days where the temperature never got above zero.
Whoa.
So the high was like -3. So that's cool.
Guys, you both represent kind of the gritty part of this football game. And by that, Leroy, by definition, you were that short yardage power guy, the goal line kind of back who would fight for every extra inch you could get there. And you know, when teams were basically loaded up. And I'm going to pose kind of the same thing to both of you, but I'm going to start with you, Leroy, because that was something you took a great pride in as a back.
Yeah, you know what? And me and Steve were probably from the same school because at Michigan and Big Ten football, that was what was required of you. You know, you gave everything you had. You did everything you could do, and you go out there and be a part of what everybody else was doing. And so when I know when I came to Cleveland, I just continued doing the same thing. So it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't new to me. That's the only way I knew how to play. And Steve, you know, I know Steve firsthand that if you ever wanted a guy that was tough, that would, you know, do what he needed to do under any circumstance, then I knew that when he came to Cleveland, I was very comfortable, and I never had to say anything to him. I knew that he was going to do what was required in order to play physical football.
What are those goal line moments like, Steve, from the center's perspective?
Oh, I mean, that's your bread and butter. That's what you live for. Just watching that Michigan-Ohio State game, I got to be friends with the guy that plays center for Michigan this year, and he's a really good guy. And a couple of the short yardage situations in that game, I mean, he got, I mean, 2 or 3 yards of movement, which is unheard of, you know. I mean, you're looking for 6 inches of movement when it's, you know, 4th and 1 at the goal line. And it's times like that, you know, set you apart from, you know, the good from the great and you know, the winners from the losers. It's a real fine line, and those are the times that you live for, you know. When it's 4th and 1, you don't ever want to see that punt team coming out, you know. You want to go for it, and, you know, sometimes, you know, making decisions with your heart probably isn't the way to do it, but, you know, as an offensive lineman, you always want a chance to, you know, dig somebody out and get that yard.
Steve Everett and Leroy Horde, they will be honorary co-captains for Sunday's game between the Browns and Ravens, appropriately because both of these guys played for the Ravens. I'm going to bring up a sore subject, obviously, in Cleveland, but it's something that I know the two of you can address so well, and I think very eloquently. The fact is that you were on, you know, the final original Browns team before it became the Ravens from 95, that transition to 96. You ended up in Baltimore, and Cleveland ended up without a team until the Browns returned in 99. But I want to ask first, Steve, because you were pretty outspoken about this back at the time when this move occurred as a player. As a player, I know your job is to just go where the football team is, but you took this pretty personally and took it to heart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I looked into avenues like my contract said that, you know, I signed a deal with the Cleveland Browns. I didn't sign a deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I did, like, look into seeing if there was any way that, you know, we could at least just publicly make them look worse than they already looked for moving us, you know, because, you know, the Modells, they got their Super Bowl trophy and all that, but I just think their legacy is just tarnished. And I obviously, you know, they can't show their face in the Midwest ever again. And if that's, you know, if they can sleep at night, then so be it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you can't make money in Cleveland with a football team. That is beyond me. But I guess, I don't know. I mean, I get to meet Art and his kid, and I guess it shouldn't surprise me that much that they couldn't make money in Cleveland with the football team. So,
Leroy, your thoughts on the same subject?
Well, I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was tough when, you know, I basically grew up in Cleveland. You know, I was a young, irresponsible, wild, you know, rookie, and then as the years gone on, I became more of a professional and started building things in Cleveland. And then, you know, I finally got to the point where, you know, I was comfortable with Cleveland. Cleveland was comfortable with me. I kind of had a bunch of relationships there where, you know, things just started really working, you know, for me. And I understood what it meant to be a football player in Cleveland. And then we moved to Baltimore, and they thought that we were the CFL team that just won the Grey Cup. So it was tough in that, you know, you always, you know, when you talk about football and you talk especially in a state like Ohio or a state like Michigan, you know, you always want to be a part of something.
Right.
And when you're in that division and that conference and you think of Cleveland, you think of Pittsburgh, you think of Cincinnati, you think of that area, and being a part of those games and that tradition, you know, throughout the years, and then being a part of turning it around. Because before I got to Cleveland, Cleveland was pretty good. And then we had a spot where we started playing that we were terrible. And then we kind of start turning it around. You know? So we had some success. And it was just, you know, it was brutal because, you know, you now have to be a part of nothing. Like, there was nothing there. They hadn't been a football team for a while. So there was no tradition. There was nothing.
Go ahead, Steve.
What was our record when they announced?
We were like, I think we were like
5-2 or 5-3
yeah. or something like that. And then they announced that
we were leaving,
well, nobody went to the game. They painted all of the advertising in the stadium black.
Right.
It was, you know, it was, you know, for, you know, and the thing that sucks is that when you see the record of a team, you automatically assume that there has to be changes. So you change the coach, you change players, you change, and that situation really didn't warrant that. Nobody,
sure,
you know, they took the team, they picked up, they moved, they started getting rid of players, adding players like we were the worst team in the league, yet nobody really understood what the players were going through.
Right.
You know, what you know, you ask us to be a part of the community. You ask us to be role models. You ask us to go to all these high schools and talk to these coaches. And
right.
we used to do high school games on Fridays when we go out to the high school game. So you kind of had a relationship with, you know, just different younger, you know, athletes throughout the city and throughout Northeast Ohio.
Clearly, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, you know, when we found out we were leaving, now what are you thinking about? When somebody tells you you got to move, you're thinking about, well, where am I going to live? What am I going to do about the things I have here? What? None of that. None of that was discussed with us. No plans were made with us. It's just like, hey, you know, we have mini camp on May 1st, and it's going to be in Baltimore. Be there. We'll fly your ticket.
I think mentally, in my head, I didn't believe it was actually going to happen until maybe a month before. Like, I actually had to set up the move. Like, I was like, somebody's going to step in. Like, this is a night terror that I'm going to wake up from. If this is not happening. Like,
as I'm hearing you guys, as I'm hearing this passion from both of you, and it's so deep, and here it is all these years later, and you're speaking as if it happened 5 minutes ago.
Right.
I'm thinking that you two are as perfect a choice, and I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke here, guys. I'm thinking you're as perfect choices as we could have for honorary captains for this game, because the Browns fans, this is what, you know, you represent them and that passion, and it's going to be, I think, bigger than probably any of the ones we've had. We've had some really good ones, and this is no disrespect to anyone else who's out there as an honorary captain, but you embody those feelings, and I know that's going to connect in a big way with the folks that see you on Sunday. So,
you know, it's a unique situation that not many people can say that they were a part of. We were, and you know, when the team left, you know, you never heard anything from us.
Yeah.
You know, nobody asked us
because
we didn't know what do you say?
You had no say in it.
And to be honest with you, when you're 25, 26, 27 years old,
and
your boss tells you your next check will be in Baltimore, you're going to get that check.
No, you're doing, you follow what the profession says to do. Guys, we could keep you on and do this for so much longer, but we appreciate you taking the time. Leroy Horde checking in with us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Steve Everett from Sugarloaf Keys, Florida, two former Browns, and they will be the honorary captains for Sunday's game in Baltimore. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing both of you on Sunday.
I'll see you Saturday, Steve.
Thanks for having us. Can't wait to see you, Leroy.
All right, buddy. See you, brothers. Right. Okay. That is our alumni spotlight here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Hey, Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off in a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's bestsellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 3rd. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's die-hard loyalty. It's committing for the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books, because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby, CDs, movie box sets, toys, games, great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presence of mind in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Man, what a great segment with Steve Everett, Leroy Hart. How about the passion there when they talked about the very painful memory of the Browns' departure from this city, the original Browns in 95? Man, I'll tell you, that got me going. I'm sure it got a lot of you going, and it's going to be so great to see them this weekend. Really, really outstanding stuff from the two of them. Can't wait to see them go out there on the field on Sunday. That'll be before Sunday's game against the Ravens. All right, we're back here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and this Inside the Numbers segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Tuesday means we talk numbers here on Cleveland Browns Daily, and joining us to do that is Matt Plojancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you?
Really good, until I started looking at this Baltimore Ravens team. I was feeling a lot better until I started looking at some of these numbers we're going to discuss. This team, as strong as it always is, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, they are built to be not just effective, but nasty.
And that's what you want in this division, honestly, because you have a bunch of teams that run the football extremely well. You have a bunch of teams that can pass the ball as well, and you want a defense that can neutralize both, and that's exactly what the Baltimore Ravens have. Ozzie Newsome, when he built this team from the ground up in 1996, he started with a solid left tackle in Jonathan Ogden and a middle linebacker named Ray Lewis. And guess what? At 36 years old, Ray Lewis is still plugging away, and he's serving as an anchor for a defense that has registered just an outstanding number of sacks, 38 on the year for 240 lost yards. That's just through 11 games. That's a season for most teams.
Yeah, and even though, and Lewis has been bothered by the toe, he might miss his third consecutive game with that toe injury, they still pick up the slack for him. But I would also say that more importantly, they get after the quarterback, and Terrell Suggs, who had been kind of quiet, semi-quiet through the first half of the season, has turned it up a notch. Three sacks on Thanksgiving Day against San Francisco gives him 9 for the season.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell Alex Smith that Suggs is a quiet player. He, like you said, 3 sacks against the 49ers for 20 lost yards, yeah. Leads the team with 9 on the year, is 7th in the league in sacks. This young man gets after the quarterback, does it extremely well, and he helps not only collapse pockets, but he helps contain opposing runners, too. He does a very good job, but the strength for Suggs is definitely in the passing defense.
And the other part of this front, we know Haloti Ngata, one of the best tackles in the game, but they're getting some good production from Corey Redding. He had 2.5 sacks, did he not, against San Francisco?
Yes, he did.
And he's probably played his best football of the last couple of seasons this year.
And without a doubt, he's just played extremely well, and he's fit that defense quite well, and he's elevated his play to match the other guys on that team, and that's what you want to see out of guys who maybe struggle through a year or so. They look at the other examples of players on the team, the veterans, and they try to raise their game, and that's what he has done. He's matched Haloti Ngata. He's matched the intensity of Terrell Suggs, has 3.5 sacks on the year, 2.5 of which came against the 49ers. This young man can play the game of football, and he can collapse pockets.
And it seems to me the MO of this team always, stop the run, make the opponent one-dimensional. I know that's the basic defensive game plan for everybody, but they are effective at doing it. And it starts with those two big guys in the middle. It certainly starts with the other linebackers, with or without Ray Lewis. They're able to do that. And I just wonder, with the Browns coming off of at least an encouraging, somewhat encouraging game against Cincinnati from the standpoint that Peyton Hillis came back healthy and gave him an authoritative up-the-gut runner, that you might have something to deal with that strong middle of the Raven defense. And I say it very loosely.
You want to attack the Ravens in the middle of the defense and soften them up if you can. That's the key part. And when the Browns went to Baltimore last September, Peyton Hillis softened them up to the tune of 144 yards and a touchdown.
Right.
He didn't do so well the second time around because the Ravens had keyed on him, and by that point the Browns passing game was still in a state of flux. But you're looking at a Ravens defense that loves to stop the run, like you said, make you one-dimensional so they can get those pass rushers out on the edge and just pin their ears back and come after you. That's what makes Terrell Suggs most effective. When those big guys in the middle limit the run and he's free to just rush off the edge, good luck trying to block him because he's a handful.
It's our Inside the Number segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford with Matt Florjancic from clevelandbrowns.com. Matt, the passing game of the Ravens, Joe Flacco, that's not really where the strength of this offense is. You're talking about Ray Rice, Ricky Williams, the veteran, also give him a little bump in that running game. They're all about the run.
They are, without a doubt. And the scary thing is how effective Ray Rice can be in two dimensions coming out of the backfield. Not only can he run the ball, but he can catch the ball well. In addition to the 722 yards and 8 touchdowns on 179 carries, he leads the Ravens with 54 receptions, has gained 537 yards with 2 touchdowns through the air. He's averaging almost a first down per catch, 9.9 yards per reception. This young man is quite the talent, and when they drafted him out of Rutgers a few years back, I think they realized what type of talent they were getting, but I don't know if they knew how good he really would be in the passing game as well.
Now, Joe Flacco, their quarterback, got some good protection in that San Francisco game, saw that. A guy who isn't really beating teams with his arms so much, but that capability is there. You've got Anquan Boldin, who's a strong wide receiver, certainly a veteran that the Browns know all about, and he's been in this league a while and has been an effective receiver in this league. They've got a real speedster, though, in rookie Torrey Smith. That's a guy that you cannot let get behind you.
He leads the team with 5 touchdowns, and you're talking about a team that has the likes of Ed Dixon at tight end. You've got Anquan Boldin on the outside, and then this young rookie comes in. He's a burner. Like you said, he can flat-out fly. 613 yards on 31 catches, has a team-high 74-yard touchdown reception this year. He is very quick when he gets the ball, but he's very explosive off the line of scrimmage as well. You have to jam him at the line. You cannot let him get behind you, because if he's one-on-one with a safety coming over top, you're going to have your hands full, and he's going to make you have a bad day real quick. The Browns know all about that based off of what Anquan Boldin did against them in the first meeting last year with three touchdowns. They don't want a repeat performance by letting Torrey Smith get into the secondary.
And just as we look at the history between these two teams as AFC North rivals, again, the Ravens have had the upper hand. Quite obviously, they have the upper hand against a lot of teams. But talk about some of the numbers that illustrate the way this series has gone.
Well, you're looking at a Baltimore Ravens team that is 17-7 against this Browns squad since the Browns came back to the NFL in 1999. They play extremely well defensively. They're top 10 in all three of the important categories, total defense, pass defense, and rush defense. I believe they're third in total defense and rush defense in the NFL. They're first in the AFC, so it'll be the second week in a row the Browns face the number one rush defense in the AFC. And there's a reason why this division is so good and so many teams are above 500, and it's because it starts with the defense against the run. We're the only division in the AFC and one of two divisions in football that have three teams over 500. The NFC North is the only other one.
Going to be a daunting test, which we know for this Browns team. Okay, great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for breaking it down. We'll do this again next week.
Sounds like a plan, Vic. Have a good week.
All right, Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com here for our Inside the Numbers segment on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Black Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing. All makes and models, rates as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 3rd. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's die-hard loyalty, it's committing to the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store except gift cards, rentals, watches, and shoes is half off the regular price. Plus, buy any three items and take 60% off. That's everything in the store, 60% off. For this incredible offer, we're opening early at 8 at most locations with everything from suits and sport coats to dress shirts, sweaters, and leather jackets. 60% off on three items or more. For one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Any three items, 60% off. Tuesday only.
For the store nearest you, visit josbank.com. Joseph A. Bank, your tuxedo rental headquarters with 9 Cleveland area locations.
You know where and when you get the best deals on anything, right? When someone's having a moving sale, you'll get incredible stuff for ridiculous bargain prices because it's less expensive for people to sell it than to move it. Well, here's the thing. Now, Mentor Mitsubishi is getting ready to move to a brand new location, and the less they have to take with them, the better.
Better for them?
Unbelievably better for you. Right now, you can save like never before and probably never again during the Mentor Mitsubishi moving sale. Everything has to go. Everything's a bargain. They'll do whatever it takes to clear out their inventory. You can take up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis right now. $7,500 in savings. Mentor Mitsubishi has every possible deal on the table. How about zero payments for 12 months, 0% interest, zero down leases? Make an offer. Whatever works out best for you is what works out best for them. And just for taking a test drive, you'll get a free family four-pack of bowling at Freeway Lanes. So hurry in for once-in-a-lifetime deals. The moving sale. Now at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late for Sunday's Browns-Ravens game. It's a 4.05 p.m. kickoff. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. The results of our poll question posted on the Browns official Facebook page and brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. In light of Stevie Johnson's antics that cost the Bills a penalty in their loss to the Jets, should the NFL do more to tone down end zone celebrations? Yes, no, and why? You voted. Many of you did. 86% of you, this is pretty overwhelming, said no. Gino says, I love it when a player jumps into the crowd after a TD. That's awesome. The fans love it also. I think all touchdowns should be celebrated. Jeremiah, don't try to take more of the game away than they already have. Tuesday is always Browns in the Community Day, and helping us to talk about that is Renee Harvey, Browns Director of Community Outreach. A very busy Tuesday as always. Let's start with where you are today, which is at Toys R Us at Parma, where some Browns players were doing some toy shopping.
Yes, we had Jordan Cameron and Alex Mack came out to help our local Marines with their Touchdown for Tots campaign. So they're taking the collection dollars they've received so far and helping purchase the toys for kids that will be receiving those from our area.
That would lead naturally into what we're going to have for Sunday's game against the Ravens, the Touchdown for Tots, and if you can talk about what people can expect to see when they come out to Sunday's game.
Definitely. We will have Marine volunteers stationed at each of the entrances to the stadium and encouraging fans to bring in new unwrapped toys valued at $10 or more, you know, think books, things, maybe some toys for some older kids as well. But looking, you know, this is a very difficult time of year and want to make sure that all kids feel like they're very special on Christmas morning this year. So please, fans, encouraging you to all bring a toy, or if you don't have time to go shopping, bring a few extra dollars to contribute to the Touchdown for Tots campaign.
Another great event that was going on today, a reading visit by a couple of Browns players at William Bryan Elementary School. Tell us about that, Renee.
Yes, so we went out to Cleveland Metropolitan School, and we had a few players, as you mentioned, Usama Young, Austin English, and Scott Paxson, who were reading to some first graders there through an accelerated reader program. So really trying to drive home the message that they're on the right track, they're making great choices, great decisions, and to kind of stay on that path, they're doing the right things. And so it was a nice opportunity to go out and have some fun with the first graders.
One of the major NFL initiatives is NFL Play 60, encouraging kids to be active and such. How are we going to see that take form in Sunday's, before Sunday's game against the Ravens?
So we'll have 12 lucky students who participated in each of their respective schools as the top Play 60 performer. They will actually be leading the team out of the tunnel onto the field, which will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for those young students. We'll also be honoring a lot of the teachers that were involved in the program and really making all of the students a part of that program in their schools. American Heart Association, who we partner with on the program, and many of our sponsors as well, will be activating through a lot of their students that are engaged in the program as well. So obviously, the field stencils will be there for Play 60. Many of the fans, I'm sure, saw that same stenciling throughout most of the games over Thanksgiving weekend. So very proud to be a part of this Play 60 program, encouraging kids to get the 60 minutes of activity that we all need every single day.
Excellent stuff, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
And back to our Ask Vic mailbag from the Browns official Facebook page. Jeremy asks, with Fujita now being out, will that hurt the defense? Yes, it will hurt the defense. You don't take Scott Fujita out of the lineup and say this won't matter. Scott, not only a solid football player, but a very smart guy, an experienced guy, a cool head, a signal calling aide with DeQuell Jackson in the middle, getting the signals from the sideline and then helping to kind of communicate that to the rest of this front seven and keeping things on track. It's a huge role. It will be difficult. I think Chris Gokhan's ability to move to strong side from weak side, all that, it will help kind of patch things up. But look, this is a thin linebacking core. We know that. Jim asks, have the Browns suffered because of poor special teams? Yeah, Jim, I think you know the answer to that before you ask it, but it's fair to ask on a day when they cut the long snapper, Ryan Pompliano, a veteran. They you know, you do that because You can't have that. Your special teams have to be the part of the game that carry you, don't let you down, and carry you when other things aren't. And frankly, that's just how that goes. So John asked, do you still think the Browns are performing as a young team? Yes, I would say they are. But guess what? After 11 games, you're not young anymore. After 11 games, Greg Little is a veteran. Greg Little has got to think and play like a veteran. It's that simple. And, Tony, do you think Josh Cribbs can and will do better? I sure hope so, Tony. I do think he has the ability to do so. I'd like to see this. He's an emotional guy. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. Transfer that internally and just focus on playing and getting better, staying on detail, and don't worry about the other issues. Want to thank Gary Brown, Leroy Horde, Steve Everett, Matt Florjancic, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, Jameer Howerton, and Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.